AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate Intelligence Committee will investigate a CIA assessment that Russia interfered in the election to help Donald Trump. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I agree with Senator Schumer, Chairman McCain, Burr, and others. This simply cannot be a partisan issue.
Trump spokesman Jason Miller says the allegations of Russia staging the hacks to help Trump are sour grapes.
Really clearly, what this is an attempt to try to delegitimize President-elect Trump's win. That really seems to be the what's going on here.
A federal judge in Pennsylvania dismisses a Green Party-backed request to recount paper ballots in the state's presidential election. In his stinging rebuke, Judge Paul Diamond said there are at least half a dozen legal grounds to reject the suit. And he says a suspicion that state ballots were hacked borders on the irrational. A recount in Wisconsin is expected to be completed today. Another in Michigan was halted after 3 days by another federal judge. The Supreme Court clears the way for the NFL to begin payouts to former players diagnosed with brain injuries. Here's our Jack Briggs.
The Supreme Court has rejected challenges to the estimated $1 billion plan by the NFL to settle thousands of concussion lawsuits filed by former players. The court's action clears the way for payouts to begin to former players who have been diagnosed brain injuries linked to repeated concussions. The settlement covers more than 20,000 NFL retirees for the next 65 years. Players could receive up to $5 million each in the case of severe brain trauma. Some former players and relatives of players who have died objected to the settlement. Jack Briggs, Washington.
A former South Carolina state investigator testifies Dylan Roof had a list of black churches. Brittany Burke says the list of churches and their addresses was found in Roof's car after his arrest. He's accused of killing 9 people at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 24. This is AP Radio News. The musical La La Land leads the Golden Globe nominations with 7, including Best Picture, Comedy, or Musical. Moonlight leads in the field of the dramatic categories with 6 nominations. Elton John challenges filmmakers to come up with music videos for his hits from the 1970s. Julie Walker has more.
Elton John, in celebration of his 50th anniversary with songwriting partner Bernie Taupin, is launching a competition with YouTube for aspiring video creators to make music videos for Rocket Man, Tiny Dancer, and Benny and the Jets. Entries open in January. 3 winners will be picked. Their videos premiere in the summer. Julie Walker, New York. Rocket Man.
And taking a look at the markets again, the Dow is up 19, the Nasdaq is off 30. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.